It's been billed as the first national summit for young Americans fighting climate change, and it has an interesting name, Power Shift 2007. Okay, so that suggests not only the need to find new energy sources, new power, but also maybe new, perhaps younger leaders to make a change rather than just talk about it. A power shift, if you will. Or it could just be a big group of like-minded college kids descending on the University of Maryland for a weekend. To find out a little bit more, someone who is there is Anya Kamenetz, who wrote the book called Generation Debt, and she writes a finance column for Yahoo with the same name. But as a journalist, she's been covering youth activism for some time. Hi, Anya.
Hi, thanks for having me, Allison.
So what did you see when you were there? Was it the normal activist types we all think about on campus? Was it geographically diverse? Who showed up?
There were about 6,000 students there. They say that they have all 50 states represented. I talked to a group of high school students from Puerto Rico. They've got Latin Americans, Canadians. This is an incredible event. I mean, it really... The sense of dedication and just seriousness and practicality among the students is really something to see.
What were some of the more interesting seminars or workshops that you were able to check out?
Well, first of all, there's an incredibly strong track. So they're going to D.C. today to lobby about two pieces of legislation that are in Congress. And the number one thing that they're looking at in terms of reframing the climate change debate is it's all about jobs. So they're advocating for 5 million green jobs to be created by 2015, and they're really looking at subsuming social justice interests, interests of indigenous peoples underneath the climate change movement and really uniting everyone together under as a progressive group as a whole. So it's a very big tent approach.
Now, did you meet any students who actually decide to study climate or environmental science?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I led a workshop for students that are interested in journalism, and I mean, they're very, very interested in the local issues. One woman was all about mountaintop removal, mining. Another woman was all about water rights use and indigenous peoples in the Southwest. So they're really drilling down into the science and the biology of it, but at the same time, always with an eye on making political change as well.
Over at grist.org, it's an environmental website, sort of a clearinghouse, they had different people posting about the conference, and one poster named Nathan, he linked through to a Tom Friedman editorial from the New York Times calling on this generation, who he's been calling Generation Q for quiet,
right.
And he wrote that America needs a jolt of idealism, activism, and an outrage of Generation Q. That's when 20-somethings are forced to light under the fire into the country, but they can't email it in an online petition or a mouse click for carbon neutrality. Won't cut it. They need to get organized in a way that'll force politicians to pay attention rather than just patronize them. Did you see any evidence that there was any move towards being more proactive with an end result rather than, hey, we're marching on the Capitol, guys?
I think Friedman's really out of touch. I mean, these students, they're represented by the Energy Action Coalition, which in just 3 years they have built, it's a totally youth-led organization. They have 70 paid staff, 300 organizations united under the coalition. They're active on 500 campuses. This is part of a large campaign. I mean, they're already talking about plans beyond this weekend. On January 31st, 2008, there's going to be a National Day of Action called Focus on the Nation, which is going to be focused on really bird dogging and targeting presidential candidates to commit to their 80% reduction by 2050 line. So it's all about cutting carbon reduction dramatically, at least 1% a year until 2020, and then 2% a year thereafter. I mean, these people have a plan, and you know, the old apathy tar is just not going to work anymore.
Did any politicians actually show up at the Power Shift 2007 summit?
Well, Nancy Pelosi made a surprise appearance. She gave a keynote address. It was really interesting because when she started out, she was almost drowned out by people chanting 80 by 50, which is their sort of rallying cry. And during the end of her speech, she joined in with that chant, and her sort of position was that it's absolutely right. It's not a question of rebellion or of being anti the government, but that it's young people's role to really be the impatient ones and to push the politicians. And I think that young people here are very prepared to take that up.
If you look at the website for the conference, there's a web video up, there's an instant photo gallery going on, messaging board to help people find housing while they're down there. As someone who's covered youth activism, how has social networking changed it?
Well, you know, it's very interesting, and I think that, you know, Friedman did have a point there, that it's made it much easier to build a national coalition. You know, you can start, you don't have to just build on your campus, but at the same time, there's really no substitute for face-to-face. So a big part of the weekend was regional meetings where people got together, and like I said, they're here from all 50 states, but they really want to build networks where they can continue to meet in person to work on local legislation, and that aspect of organizing hasn't gone away. It's really just a matter of enhancing that through the online channel. So, you know, and these students are digital natives, so it just makes sense to them that they're going to be there on the scene and blogging and texting and podcasting at the same time.
Well, the blog for this conference is called It's Getting Hot in Here, right. Not Hot in Her, not necessarily Nelly's song. But a recent post said, I've never met so many intelligent and environmentally conscious people. Was there any dissent, or was this really preaching to the converted a little bit?
You know, it's very interesting. I talked to a woman from the public interest research groups in MassPerg, and she led a session called How to Get Students to Care About Global Warming. So the question was, you know, we're all here, we're all leaders, how do you talk to the clueless people on your campus? And she was really surprised because she said that the baseline agreement has been reached. You find almost no one, almost nowhere, who doesn't agree that global warming is a huge problem. And the question now is, what do we do about it? Do we collapse into despair, or do we have a plan? And so, you know, I would say that the youth are really a step ahead on this issue. They do understand that it's a problem. I mean, global warming is a mainstream concern, sure. You know, with Inconvenient Truth, with the Nobel Prize. And so the question now is, are they going to translate that into effective action?
Anya Kamenetz is a journalist. She writes the Generation Debt column for Yahoo Finance. She hung out with some very active folks at PowerShift 2007. Hey, thanks for sharing your reporting, Anya.
Thanks so much for having me.